At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Folks, we are joined by Liz Murrell, Louisiana's Attorney General. General, welcome to the show.
Well, it's great to be with you, Newell. How are you today?
Doing well. Generally, we just had breaking news. Khalil Bryant captured, it seems, in Harris County, Texas, the one of the mistaken identity. I know you've been keeping your finger on the pulse of what's happening in the jail in the city of New Orleans. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm certainly glad we have him back in custody. It's concerning that it took this long and that it happened in the first place. So, you know, continue to work on issues at that facility and trying to make sure that we can stabilize it. There was also an event a couple of days ago where some people who were detained there were stabbed. I think four or five people were stabbed. So, you know, it just shows that if you don't have a stable workforce at that facility that is trained and is being held accountable for failures in security and in managing the population, then these kinds of things are going to continue to happen.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. If you don't mind, let's pivot to another topic before we get to the school zone speeding tickets. Any update on the Judge Derbigny situation with the number of cases in that court?
Well, I mean, the docket basically gets larger, not smaller, because when you look at one person's case that was assigned to Division J, you then also have to look at what, you know, other cases are trailing that one, that one individual, and evaluate how to manage all of those cases, not just the one that's in Division J. So it is a process that we're working through. I'm very happy to say that Judge Johnson and Judge Ziblich are working very, very hard. They are moving cases, and we've been doing, you know, whatever we can to support that effort. We have not received any files from the district attorney. We have continued to be available, and I've told him that I'm willing to take as many as 250 cases if he wants me to handle them. You know, right now, I think we are providing some assistance in kind of triaging the cases and managing the docket in a way that facilitates the movement of these cases. So just trying to kind of set a different model for, you know, efficiency, because they frankly need to do that in every division.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I happen to know both of those judges. They're very competent in what they do, and they're very ordered in how they go about managing a docket for years. It was a big loss when they left the bench, quite frankly, for many, many reasons. So I wanted to talk to you this morning. I saw that you had posted a letter to social media about a happenstance in the city of New Orleans relative to school zone speeding tickets and what the law actually provides, and seems what New Orleans attempted to do but wasn't really in compliance. Can you talk to us about that?
Well, the requirements are really very simple. There has to be a cooperative endeavor agreement that is entered into between the municipality and the school board. And, you know, we had a situation here in West Baton Rouge, I think, where there was a constable and a justice of the peace who were out setting up speed zones using some of these automated cameras and sending tickets out. And I told them the same thing that I told the city. And that is, if you're not in compliance with the law, then you cannot activate the cameras and you can't send the tickets. I can report that the mayor and the Department of Public Works responded quickly to my letter. Public Works said, we're not activating, we're not in charge of the cameras, we're just in charge of the striping. And the mayor's office and the mayor herself said that they won't be activating the cameras until they have a proper agreement in place. But that still leaves open the question of whether they have collected money on tickets that were previously issued that should not have been issued. And I'm still waiting to hear on that. So,
it was reported that from May of 2024 through March of 2025 that the school zone cameras generated $1.375 million in net revenue, according to city officials. So it seems as though they've been able to quantify the amount of money that they've sent bills out for.
Well, I should think so, because they sent tickets out and somebody paid them. So, I have seen resistance from the vendors. I mean, a lot of this money goes to the vendor, and they split the rest of it. But I mean, it's I've seen this in some other places. The fact is, if they didn't have the right agreement in place, then they need to give the money back. If they did not issue legal tickets, they could not legally collect that money if they had no agreement in place in compliance with the law.
Are you concerned that a number of jurisdictions, and I don't know how many you've had to notify, this news story said Point Coupee and Orleans were two that you notified, that people just aren't keeping up with legislative changes that are out there, and they're just out and about doing their thing, and they're not really paying attention to what the law actually provides for?
Well, I think the vendors know what the law provides for, and certainly the municipal officials are charged with knowing what the law is. I mean, they just can't send these tickets out if they haven't checked to see whether they can legally do it. And, I think there's been a lot of talk about this. Certainly there's a couple of legislators, Stuart Cathy and Caleb Kleinpeter, have been very vocal about it. Those tickets across the river from Baton Rouge were being issued by somebody in Caleb Kleinpeter's district, and he got a lot of complaints. He got a lot of questions, and he brought it up to me. Stuart Cathy has been on a tear about this for a couple of years now, and it has received a lot of press attention. So I'm not sure anybody can really legitimately say, well, we didn't know. And even if they didn't know, it doesn't matter. They got to give the money back.
Yeah. It's interesting that they think they can continue to do this and hold the money in escrow until they reach an agreement. But that's not what the law
actually
says. Well,
they can't. No, I mean, there is nothing to agree on. I mean, it was not legal. You couldn't collect the money. You asked somebody to pay a ticket that was an illegally issued ticket. Like, that, this isn't hard, and you don't get to keep the money. And if I have to, and I've been dealing with this issue in the situation on the other side of the river, I will go in and file a proceeding in court to have the money removed to the registry of the court so that I can redistribute that money to the people who it belongs to. They can do it themselves pretty easy. They have the system set up to collect it. They can give it right back. But there is no basis for them to just hold the money until some kind of agreement is reached. There's no agreement to...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Breach.
Yeah, you know, I really believe that the citizens appreciate the very aggressive stance that you've taken on this issue. Look, they all understand if the law is a law and they broke it, they get it. But if it's not, I think a lot of folks are thinking, you know, that we're just in this for the money. We're just putting these cameras up for the money. It's really not about the safety. It's not about this. It's not about that. Because the way that we act and the way that we handle our business seems to indicate that. And I don't know, I may be overstepping, but you seem to be very irritated by the tone and tenor of your letter.
Well, you know, I just think they ought to follow the law. Like, I certainly don't think people should be speeding through school zones, and right. And traditional enforcement is still an option. You know, it's just
right.
I think that there is a law in place that says you can't use the automated cameras and just up tickets out unless you have this agreement in place. All they need to do is go put the agreement in place, and then they can do it. So, you know, I'm not against the enforcement of the speed zones. I think we absolutely need people to be careful when they're driving through a speed zone, but I don't think it's hard to comply with the law either.
Yeah, you know, in this case in the city of New Orleans, and you may or may not be aware of it, I'm sure you probably are, there's not a real warm and fuzzy feeling going on right now between the school system and the city, because when it comes to the collection of ad valorem taxes, the city is charging a collection fee where no one can seem to find in the law where they have the authority to do so. And I think that's in court at the present time. So this seems to be almost like another instance of this going on where they have this failure of an agreement with the school system, which, you know, they got to get their it together.
Well, I think they're in a dispute with RTA as well. I mean, I guess you've got an opportunity to elect a new mayor in New Orleans and get some, you know, change in these relationships where the rest of us can stop having to spend our time telling people to go out and comply with the law that's clear. You know, I don't think any of us really want to have to be spending our time doing this. We just want people to comply with the law.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, this is a distraction, right?
Yeah, it is.
You know, there's so many other things that that really, I think, if the public was asked to opine on that, they would want you to focus on. But obviously this is important too, because if you're not authorized to collect money, people are working hard, they're having a difficult time having ends meet, they shouldn't do it. Plain and simple. End of the story.
Well, and the legislature, you know, relies on me to make sure that these laws are enforced. I mean, it's sometimes it's difficult at the local level to get that kind of accountability. And so, you know, it is part of my job, and I'm certainly going to do it. But, you know, like you said, I mean, I think it would be a lot easier if people would just do their duty, comply with the law.
Yeah. Final thoughts?
Just always good to be with you. You know, call me anytime. Happy to talk with you, Newell.
Thank you so much, General. We really appreciate it and the work that you're doing up there in Baton Rouge. Thank you so much, Liz Murrell, Louisiana's Attorney General. Have a great weekend.
You too.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.